Welcome to the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Each week, I help you connect to the people, places, and geography of what we read about in the Bible and what we hear about in the news. A lot going on in the news regarding Israel and the Jewish people, of course. And each week, I help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. I sure appreciate you listening today, and let's continue to pray for the Jewish people and the state of Israel, everything that's going on there, the ongoing war, so much happening. And on today's show, I've got a good friend of mine with us, and ever so often he pops in because he travels all over the country. He actually speaks at churches and a lot of different places across our nation, but he's here today, and I'm talking about Sergei Brosov. Sergei, my dear friend, it is so good to have you here with us today.
Thank you, John. Thank you. It's great to be here, and it's great to be with you.
Well, Sergei, you are actually from the land of Israel, and you've been in this country now for the last 4 years. And tell us a little bit why you've been in the United States.
Yeah, about 5 years. I came here to do ministry for the first time ever in 2019 to New York City. I met my wife there, but also I attended Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. So I studied for 4 years in undergrad, getting my biblical degree with an emphasis on Jewish studies specifically. And I just graduated in May and stepping into a full-time work with a ministry.
Well, hey, a big congratulations. I mean, just graduating from 4 years of Bible college at an amazing Bible school, Moody Bible Institute. They do just a great job of training people. And what are some of the things that you study there?
We studied Messianic prophecies, everything about the Jewish people, as far as we know right now. You know, to study everything about the Jewish people, you need 1,000 years. But Messianic prophecies, systematic theology, just in general theology, and then everything has to touch the Bible. So this is the main aspects.
Well, that is amazing. And of course, you're using all of this because you speak at places all across our nation. And I mentioned you're from Israel. So have you lived in Israel all of your life? Or, you know, what's a little bit of the background story about that?
Yes. So when I was five, my mom and I was born in Ukraine. And at 5 years old, my mom and I, because of family circumstances, moved to Israel. And I grew up there. I grew up in Israel. I attended school, high school, just a normal kid growing up. And then IDF, service in the military for 4 years in the Navy. It was an amazing time. I'm really grateful to God for this opportunity. And then moving to New York in 2019. So about 20 years of my life were in Israel.
That's a long time, you know, living there with your family. And of course, Israel has just gone through so much. The Jewish people have gone through so much, as we well know. And we're going to talk a lot about that here on the Middle East Report. But you do speak in churches all across the country, and you share the love of Jesus, or Yeshua in Hebrew. So you're Jewish, but you believe in Jesus, and you just... you share in places all across the country.
Yes, yes. I talk about our ministry that I work with, Chosen People Ministries, and sharing with the church about what's the importance of the Bible in loving your Jewish people. Where is it found? How do we do that? Through the lens of scriptures. And I think it's such a great opportunity, especially these days when everything around us feels like chaos, to find this little peace in the scriptures and love of God towards his people and towards us today as well.
That's amazing. And you can actually bring in Sergei to your church, your ministry. And I think if people just Google Sergei Brosov, your last name is Brosov, right? So if they Google that, they're going to find how they can contact you through Chosen People Ministries and get in touch with you, and then they can bring you in for, you know, a special event that they have, Stand with Israel, whatever it is. You speak on a lot of different topics all across the country. Well, we want to talk about, you know, what's going on here with the war and what's going on with Israel. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because you know so much about this, and that is the rising Jew hatred that we are seeing around the world. We're seeing this on college campuses. This past spring, we saw what happened on college campuses with Jew hatred, Hamas-loving, Jew-hating people who hate our country just spewing out all of this hatred towards the Jewish people. And your reaction, you know, of what you saw, you know, on college campuses, and I think you experienced it firsthand as well.
Yes, not directly, because Moody Bible Institute is such a supportive school and they love Israel. I think the foundation of the Bible really seen there. You can see how, because of the Bible, they love Israel. But I live in Chicago, and I had a chance to go to DePaul University or to Northwestern University and go and see those encampments that are on campuses, that the tents that block the Jewish students from going to classes, that block the Jewish community from having parties, from having anything they want to do. And then all those chants and all of this hate that we have on campuses towards the Jewish students that just coming to get education. Like, the other side's supposed to get education as well, but it feels like they're just trying to spend their time with so much hate towards somebody else. And, of course, because of the war, it's all just grew even more, and it came out, like, from under. It was hiding. Honestly, it was hiding all the time. But because of the war, Jew hatred and anti-Semitism just came out right now.
We saw the violence that happened on universities and college campuses across our country. And you, as a Jewish person, you know, you mentioned you were on these universities there in the Chicago area. What did you feel like? I mean, as a Jewish person, actually seeing this firsthand and then seeing all this hatred just being spewed out, I can't even imagine.
It feels scary. It feels that, like, the whole world is against you in a way. You can walk on the street near DePaul and see the encampment and see the slogans on the wall, and everything was written down. And, you know, like, gas the Jews or genocide to Israel and things like that. So the other side, like, the people that protest against you are calling for your murder. And then this is what you see when you walk around and you feel scared. You don't feel safe in the community that you're supposed to feel safe, especially on college.
Well, these protesters are people who are funded by terrorist organizations here in our country. All of that is coming out. There's a lawsuit, or at least an investigation, that's underway in, I think, the state of Virginia that has to do with one of the organizations that was supporting all of these protests. And so they're investigating this organization and its ties to Hamas. And, you know, one of the things that I saw on these college campuses all across the country were these people who were embracing what Hamas did to the Jewish people on October 7th. I mean, and we're talking about the massacre of 1,200 innocent Jewish people, unthinkable things that were done to these families. And you've seen that area, you know, where this happened, because you live in Israel, you've been back there. But I can't just imagine people just embracing the hatred like this.
Yeah, you can walk around the campus, and I think there is this famous picture, either from New York or UCLA, that a student sitting on a bench with the Hamas band on his head and just embracing terrorism. And it's on American soil. It's in the ground here, and we can see it all over. You see Hamas flags. You see the Hamas speaker that embraced on Palestinian flags, and they just take him as an image, or people marching with pictures of terrorists, convicted terrorists, that sitting in jail in Israel for murdering a lot of people, and people just march with that, and people just showing their hate and showing that this is who they support. And, you know, Hamas is a designated terrorist organization by the U.S. from 1987. So here we are.
Here we are. And what do you think is at, you know, the root of all of this? I know that's a big question, you know, when we start talking about Jew hatred, but what's at the root of this, do you think?
I mean, anti-Semitism and Jew hatred is not something new. Unfortunately, we had it since beginning of times. I think anti-Semitism and Jew hatred especially, we're changing the name today. We need to address it as Jew hatred and not anti-Semitism anymore. We can't be soft. And Jew hatred is the longest hate ever. The reason is in the Bible. It's very clear. And I agree with pastors who understand that and to see that, because when God chose a nation to be their God and to be his people, the same time the devil, who hates God, chose those people as well, for the reason to hate them, to create everything possible to eliminate God's people. If God loved them and he chose them to be his kids and his people, right? The devil does the same thing. He hates them and he does everything to eliminate them. Therefore, the anti-Semitism exists and hate all over the world exists towards the Jewish people.
You know, I've told people it's a direct attack on the Word of God. It's a direct attack on the plans and purposes that God has for the Jewish people, and not just for the Jewish people, but for anybody who believes in Yeshua, which is the Hebrew name of Jesus. So we have to understand that it's definitely a spiritual warfare.
It's very spiritual, Jan. After what happened on October 7, and you know, I've been to Israel and I had the chance to visit some of the places that of the attack, because it's very close to my house. My whole family is still there. They live 8 miles away from Gaza, and they're staying there, not moving. We're not going anywhere. But the atrocities, the things that happen are spiritual. There's no way in the world that a human being can do that. And unless they're just possessed by the devil himself. And this is the thing that we need to understand, that the Bible is clear about that. When right now they're going after the Jewish people and they're going after the people that love God, right? But as soon as they'll be done with the Jewish people, they're going to go after the people of the Sunday. This is what a lot of pastors say today, you know. They're going to the Saturday people today, but when they're done with them, they're going to go after the people of Sunday. And this is what happens, because when you love God, when you love scriptures, they hate it so much, they just want to see you dead.
We're talking to Sergey Brosov, and you can actually bring in Sergey to your local church to have him speak. He is from Israel. He happens to be here in this country. He's received some amazing Bible training, 4 years. He just graduated from Moody Bible Institute. He is Jewish. He believes in Jesus, Yeshua, which is the Hebrew name of Jesus. And he would love to come and speak at your church. So you can reach out to him, Sergey Brosov. Just Google his name. His last name is spelled B-R-O-S-O-V. And if you'll Google Sergey Brosov, you'll find him and you can connect with him and bring him in to your special event. We're talking about this rising Jew hatred that we are seeing here in our nation. And I'm going to throw a few things at you, some words that, you know, we've heard on the college campuses. And I just want you to respond to, you know, some of these words. All right. You hear these people on the college campuses say, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. What's your response to that?
Palestine is already free. And it was freed in 1947, 1948, when Israel became a state. And when people freely can move and do everything. But when they chanted with the response of, we don't want Jews on our land. And from the river to the sea. And it's very funny. If you ask a lot of people and be like, okay, which river, which sea? All of the students would be like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Here we are. Maybe some of them would know because they're a little bit more informed. But a lot of people don't even know. And the slogan, from the river to the sea, mean that all the Jewish people, or even anyone who holds Israeli citizenship, or any Israeli that lives there, it's Jews, Christians, Muslims that live in Israel and love our country, and we love them because we want one people. They all should be gone away, and this land's supposed to be free from them. And this is what this slogan means, nothing else. This is a call for a genocide of the Jewish people in the land of Israel.
A lot of people don't realize that. You know, you hear this slogan, from the river to the sea, and they almost act like the Palestinian people, which really that word Palestine, we're going to talk about that here in just a minute, but they almost make it seem like they are oppressed. Are the Arab people in Israel, or the Palestinians, as the world likes to call them, are they oppressed?
No. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East and the only place where Palestinian women can go and vote. And Arab Israeli women can go and do business and do anything they want. And Israeli Arab can be free in Israel and do whatever they want, because the Supreme Court in Israel have Arab judges that's sitting on that. We have the Knesset, which is our parliament, right? The people that sit and do decisions in the country. There's Arabs sitting in the Knesset and help to make decisions, help to make the country better. There is a very big Israeli blogger, YouTuber, Nas Daily, who on October 7, he always was very proud to be Palestinian, and it's good. But on October 7, he said that if he would be down there near Gaza, he would be dead, because they don't differentiate between people. As long as you're in Israel, you would be killed. And we know some Arabs who got killed in this day, unfortunately. But defining the term from the river to the sea, it's from the river of Jordan to the Mediterranean Sea. And this is whole Israel. This is what they call for.
Well, they're calling for Palestine to be free. But if you take a closer look at what that means, you have to look at some of these Arab countries in the Middle East, places, you know, like Iran and other places where women do not have rights. We don't obviously endorse homosexuality or anything like that. But if you were in that lifestyle, which is against God's word, you would be killed in these countries. And even Hamas, you know, would not tolerate that in Gaza. So there's no respect for, you know, human life whatsoever. So I guess that's what they mean by free. Free of what? You know, you just have to ask yourself that question. It's pretty crazy. Another word that they say on these college campuses is genocide.
Right. Genocide is used a lot, especially because of the war that is going on in Gaza. And the war is never good. I believe that any war that starts, or there's no winners. There's always only losers, because we lose life on both sides. And it's sad. But the definition of genocide, according to the UN, is this: a crime committed with an intent to destroy a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group in whole or in part. Any war that starts in the world is a genocide, according to this. So it's such a broad word that you can use for anything. When they mean that, when they call for this, they just want to embrace this kind of like Israel is the bad people. We are the bad guys. We're trying to erase a whole group of people, but we're not. I think Israel does everything possible to save lives, to, like, the precision of war in Gaza, it's just impossibly, like, 9 months we were fighting and, like, nothing achieved so much, because we're trying to save lives, because we're trying to save people life. The humanitarian aid just coming in big, big boxes, and people receive it all the time, but the news and the media will always call it, no, genocide and no humanitarian aid and people dying all the time. And it's not the reality. Of course, people dying because of war, but there's no genocide happening in Gaza.
No genocide happening in Gaza. That is truth. And the other thing, you can flip that completely upside down and say, this is a truthful statement as well. Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, another enemy of Israel, and many others are calling for genocide of the Jewish people. Totally eliminate the Jewish people from the face of the earth. That's what they say. And yet, you know, nothing is said about that from the United Nations or from others. So it's just, it's very hypocritical. It's very sad. Palestine, you hear, you know, free Palestine. We kind of mentioned that a little bit with the river to the sea thing. So is it Palestine or is it Israel? Which one is it?
It's Israel for me. And I'll be very clear about that, because sometimes people will be like, well, you know, you need to love the people. I love the people. I really do love them, and I want them to be saved. I want them to know Jesus. For me, it's the most important part. But Palestine was Israel was renamed to Palestine by a Roman emperor at the time before, like, after Jesus. And it was a long time ago. They renamed it to Palestine to mock the Jews of the earth, of the place at the time, because they wanted to kind of like go back to their original enemy, the Philistines. Today, Israel have its original name. It's Israel. It's always was. It was the kingdom of Israel during the time of David. It was Judea during the time of David. And it was the promised land to Abraham. And throughout the Bible, every scripture that we open, we don't see Palestine anywhere. We always see Israel. Israel is mentioned everywhere in the Bible. So for me, it's Israel. and it always will stay Israel.
Well, when people mention Palestine, they're always equating that with an oppressed people and always using it against Israel. So, you know, as you're listening to this program today, you've really got to be aware of that. When people say Palestine, they use it to against Israel. So it's so important for us to be informed and aware of what's going on. We're talking to Sergei Brosov. He speaks at churches all over the country. He is someone who is from Israel, has been in this country, doing a wonderful job of learning the Word of God at Moody Bible Institute. He's got a four-year degree now, a Bible degree, and so he's available to speak at your local church. So if you want to reach out to him, just Google Sergei's name, Sergei Brosov. His last name is B-R-O-S-O-V, and you can connect with him and maybe bring him into your congregation, and that would be awesome. Well, we just have a few moments left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity, since you just graduated from Bible school, to maybe just talk about why we should stand with Israel, maybe bring in the book of Romans, because, you know, the book of Romans talks a lot about the relationship between Christian and Jew.
Paul's heart was for the Jewish people, and we see it throughout the whole scriptures. We see it through every letter that he wrote, every time talks about it. But Romans is highlighting that. It's highlighting God's promises and Paul's heart. Romans 11:12 says, "Now, if their trespasses mean riches for the world, and if their failure mean riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their full inclusion mean?" When the Jewish people will come to faith, will come to Jesus, I think it will bring a lot of peace to the world. It will be such a different place. Because every time when we come to faith, when a Gentile person comes to faith, his old life is shed. It's gone away. The hate, God removed it from his heart because now he has Jesus. Now, God's promises to the Jewish people never ceased. Paul writes that in Romans 10, in Romans 11, Romans 9. You can open those three chapters and look through it, and you just see how much more love he has. But also, we have all the prophecies from the Bible in Zechariah, where God says that I will put my spirit into them. When the dead bones will come to life, people will come back to the earth, they would be there, and then God put his spirit into them. They're now back in the land, the Jewish people back in their land, but the spirit needs to come. And this is what we need to do. We need to share the gospel and bring the spirit to them.
Well, you're doing that. You're doing that all over the country. And the book of Romans just talks about our relationship between Jew and Gentile. And I think it's really important for people to realize right now, Sergei, that as Christians, we can't just say, well, we love the Bible, we love all the benefits we get, and not stand with the Jewish people. Because I think sometimes we do that. Like, oh, I love all the things that the Jewish people gave me, but, you know, then we don't do anything about it.
Yes. I think there's a really big problem with we love the Jewish people, but we're not going to go and show it to them. And it happens around the country. We do have a lot of Christian supporters. We do have a big love towards Israel and towards your Jewish neighbors. But I think it's time to start showing it more and start loving and speak to those who speak against. Not to be quiet when you hear anti-Semitism, when you hear Jew hatred on the street from your neighbors, even sometimes from your family, not to be quiet about that, because we are called to love our neighbors and we are called to love our enemies as well. But we need to start at least from our neighbors right now. And our neighbors are Jewish people. They're all over this country. We see them everywhere. We need to love them as much as possible.
You know, we're talking about the book of Romans, and Romans kind of addresses this a little bit, doesn't it? Just talking about, you know, we love loving the Jewish people, but not forgetting that those things came from the Jewish people. Just loving them, but also realizing that, you know, we're partaking in the benefits that come our way because of the Jewish people. I think Romans talks about that, right?
Right. Romans says that because of their rejection of the gospel, because they rejected the gospel in the beginning, now we have that, because the gospel started in Jerusalem. If all the Jewish people at the time would accept that, it would stay there, and me and you would probably be included in this, but Gentile people today would still worship trees and stones and all of these things, but the gospel spread out of there because of the rejection. And today we are praying that the gospel will come back to the Jewish people, and we need to do it. So, yeah, this is the benefits that we have. we have salvation because of their rejection, but how much more it would mean when they would be saved.
Sergey Brosov, our guest today here on the Middle East Report, and I want to encourage you to pray for Sergey, and I also want to encourage you to bring in Sergey to your local church. He is a solid guy. He has incredible Bible teaching from the Moody Bible Institute, and you will be glad that you brought him in. And he'll travel all over the country to come and be a part of your congregation, to share about Israel, to share the Word of God. And again, he has lived in Israel for many, many years. He is now in this country after graduating, and I want to encourage you to Google his name. That's the best way to reach out to Sergey. If you Google his name, you'll find out all the contact information, and then you can reach out and get a hold of him and bring him in to your congregation somewhere here in the country. Sergey Brosov, S-E-R-G-E-Y, Brosov, his last name, B-R-O-S-O-V is how you spell his last name. Sergey Brosov, and you can reach out to him. He would love to come where you are and just share the Word of God, share about Israel, encourage you to stand with the Jewish people, stand with Israel, and I think you'll be very, very glad that you brought him in. And again, he is a solid guy. I've known him for a number of years now, and I highly recommend that you bring him in to your local congregation to be a part of what's going on there in your area. We really appreciate Sergey and what he does, and I want to ask you to continue to pray for Sergey, and I want to ask you to pray for the Jewish people and pray for the land of Israel as they continue to deal with wars there in their land. They need our prayers. Please pray for supernatural protection over the lives of civilians and IDF soldiers. Pray for the Lord to give wisdom and power to the defense and political leaders to make the right decisions. Pray for the Israeli IDF forces to discover the enemy's plans before they come to pass. Pray that God would comfort his people. Pray for unity and peace among the people. Pray that the people of Israel will realize that their hope and their strength is not in chariots and horses, or we might say high-tech stuff like Iron Domes and all the things that cover Israel, and all that's fantastic, but pray that they will realize that their strength, their hope, their protection comes from the God of Israel. It comes from a God who chose them, a God who loves them, a God who wants to see them come into a closer relationship with them. So let's continue to pray. That's the Middle East Reports. I'm John Riley. Thank you for listening.